It's time for Team Mom Trash Talk with Tracy and Noel.
Hello and welcome to Team Mom Trash Talk. This is episode 334. I'm your host, comedian Tracy Carnazzo, joined by my co-host, comedian Noel Winters Herzog.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Noel. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so last week was episode 333, and it was 33 minutes.
That was nuts.
And it was at 33 minutes.
It was 33. I remember afterwards, you were like, you'll never guess how long that was.
And isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know, 25 minutes? And you're like, no. Yeah, that was crazy. And then you posted about it.
And then I posted about it. Just saying.
You did.
We're here to talk about Family Reunion, Season 3, Episode 6. Nothing's ever going to happen. There's more episodes of this. What happens next?
Well, okay. I know that next, Cheyenne and Zach go to therapy, I saw. And then next week, Jade, she just calls Brianna. And then she's like, hey, very naturally. Oh, hey, we're in Colombia. Why don't you come down and meet us?
Hola.
Right. So then I guess her Liang. So here's the thing. If the rest of the people aren't even there yet, how many freaking episodes is this?
Oh, well, this is going to be at least 12 episodes. It's a season.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Yuck.
Great. Lucky us.
Yuck.
Yuck.
Don't worry, guys. Don't watch the show. Just listen to the podcast.
Listen to the podcast because soon enough, we're going to be talking about Janelle and Chelsea and everybody again.
We are. We're going to come back. But in the meantime, you could join our Patreon at patreon.com/trashtalkpodcast where you could find our other podcasts. So Pumped to Vanderpump Rules podcast. Macaroni Rascals, a Jersey Shore podcast. Recycled with Noelle and Michael, which is my favorite new podcast. They're covering Real Housewives of New Jersey season 2. And they just covered Crossroads last week by Britney Spears.
It's so funny because now in my head, he's automatically Michaeled because of you.
Yeah, he's Michaeled.
Yeah, he's Michaeled.
So guys, go check it out. We have so many things over there, including 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life. I mean, really, there's billions of episodes. You're not going to want to miss
it. It's not even normal how many bonus episodes there are because you know what? I am a member of more than one Patreon. None of them have that many bonus episodes.
No way. We have so many. And then we also have our favorite podcast, BS, where we just kind of...
You know what? We BS. We BS about some cool shit. So go listen to it.
Yeah, we do. Listen, we go to the grocery store almost every week and then we kill you the hot goss.
Yeah. And then I tell you about how terrible drinking lavender is.
Yum.
I went to Starbucks today.
You went?
I went to Starbucks today after the gym. I was like, well, I deserve a treat now.
You did deserve a treat. All right. Well, I didn't go, but tomorrow I'm going to go 3 times.
Oh, wow. I know. I was thinking of you. I'm like, I'm on this all caffeine diet.
Yeah, I really like it. The other day, we'll talk about this on BS, but the other day we drank 60 ounces of caffeine before lunch was over.
Let me tell you something. That night, I'm like, if I eat, honestly, I think I might die. Like,
I went to sleep so easy too.
Okay, I passed out. I think you text me and I was like already asleep or something.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It worked out. All right, so I was going to say, because I put Family Reunion. Family Reunion, Season 3, Episode 6. Cheyenne and Mackenzie, they are still on the floor. They're still on
they
the
are.
Door. And Cheyenne said that she's not looking for an apology.
Okay, but like, why is she so mean? Why
she's so mean? But Jade said that Dr. Mike just doesn't get it.
Well, because I think that he has half a story. He's probably like, oh, these girls aren't getting along. Something happened online.
Yes. Yeah. So Mackenzie apologizes and Cheyenne will not look her in the eyes.
Cheyenne's like, okay, that's you. That's a God, you type of acceptance. I know
like,
it
sure.
is.
Sure. Yeah, no, it sounds great.
Yeah. See me, I would just be like, thanks so much. You know, but then it's like, I don't know. I don't care enough.
She's very mad at Coach Mike.
So do you think that she should be mad at him?
A little.
I guess I would be frustrated. Like, I'll do this
like,
on my own time.
Up.
But she's like so mad.
Whatever. It's easier to
like,
be
she's
mad
like, I don't even want to look at him anymore.
Whatever. I don't want to look at him either.
Anyway. Yeah. He's
annoying. Now we go back. Meanwhile, back at the ranch in the ice baths.
They're still in the bath.
These guys. Okay. Like I said, these guys have lost the tissue in their body is now dead.
I mean, it's so crazy. They're fully numb now.
Fully numb. They can do any kind of surgery. All right. So they talked to Ryan. He said they've been going up back and forth for 10 years. Now they're like 22 years old, right?
Yeah. So they met in school, but it's like, he's just not likable.
He is so unlikable.
Yeah. He's just
he's
not likable.
So nasty.
He's just mean.
So they're like, what holds you back? And he's like, well, it depends on if I'm talking to other people. Now, I don't think he meant that moment. I think he meant like through the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah. I think he meant like we talk and we're off and on until I find someone else I like. And then I dump her. And then when I dump the other person, I go back to Kayla.
Sure.
Yeah.
So they're still trying to figure it out. And he doesn't know if they're going to have the kid together.
Well, I know that she's going to have the kid.
This is a ridiculous conversation.
But it's also like, I mean, if I was her right now watching back on this, like I would be so sad just seeing this. Like, this is the guy.
Yeah.
This is the third guy I chose to have a kid with. And like another scumbag, basically.
Literally.
Yep.
Literally. All right. So Zach said that he doesn't express himself in his relationship. Shut up, Zach. No one cares. Go get like, I don't know.
You don't like Zach.
It's not that I don't like Zach. It's that I don't care about his sad story.
Okay. I mean, right. Because I think that a lot of it is bullshit because he got them shot, basically.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, this is... Yeah. Like, go get your family shot up.
Yeah.
I really...
No, it's so true.
No, I don't express myself. It's like, yeah, I know. You didn't tell Cheyenne that you were going to get shot either.
Right. And this is why you all got shot.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So Cheyenne said that the reason she was mad is because it was not the forum. Uh-huh. And she was the only black girl and she didn't want to be put in the middle of the room to like be. I understand that. That's weird.
Well, I guess like, OK, for me, I just feel like it's weird, like, but not because you're black. I think it's weird.
No, but it's
because
weird.
It's
anyway.
Weird for anybody. I would be uncomfortable sitting there if I was Mackenzie and white.
Sure.
You know what I
sure.
mean? Yeah.
All right. So Cheyenne asked Ryan about the baby.
I mean, Ryan is not interested in this baby. Tracy, like,
okay, I can't wait till the baby watches this.
But that's what I mean. Like, you already know that you're having. Well, I maybe you don't know that you're having a kid because you don't know how things work,
right?
You know, I just don't think he cares enough. He probably doesn't even know how far along she is,
right? I just feel like at the point where you're in maternity clothes,
right?
I feel like you might have made your decision,
but
hey,
acting,
I don't know,
right? She's acting like there's time.
Who am I? Who am I? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So in the middle of Cheyenne asking Ryan about the baby, Dr. Mike approaches Cheyenne and he apologizes to her.
Yeah. And it was very nice. He's very,
very nice.
Nice.
But let me tell you something.
Yeah.
His personality, him and Tyler are the same person.
Why do you think that?
He's like, oh, my God, I know. Right. Like, I had to apologize to you. Oh, my God. I'm like, shut up. This is why he's Tyler's doctor.
That's so funny. It's like I didn't even a little bit catch that. It was more like I hate. Ooh, because of Tyler and Kate, and I know that this is very toxic of me, when people talk like, okay, I'm going to give you the space, or I'm sorry about your trauma, or this or that, it's like, I just roll my eyes, even though this is
it's like
unreal,
too much therapy
it's
talk.
It's too much therapy talk. It's like, why don't you just say like, hey, I didn't know what was going on between you guys. I'm sorry that I overstepped. I didn't mean to.
But that's, he's
uncomfortable.
Yes, but I get it. Whatever.
Because
like
he's like, thank you so much for walking away and taking your space. Like, I would just never speak like that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
So this is their last night out.
Well, this is Taylor and Macy's last night.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Macy did little space buns on Kate.
It was so cute.
I want them right now.
I know. It was the cutest thing. I love that she had her little bang in a ponytail.
She clipped her bang away.
She's like,
you know that I'm going to still bang it out. She's like, no,
listen,
you're going to bang it out.
I'm banging. I'm thugging it out. I'm banging it out. And she
Macy,
has it in a little ponytail.
Show us your pageant pictures.
Tracy. I'm like, Macy was a pageant girl. This is why Macy is a Converse adult.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's like,
uh-huh.
I'm never putting a dress on again.
Yep.
You know what's so funny? It's like, Macy's so bland to me, but I'm like, oh, I would be friends with Macy.
So would I. I think she's so nice.
Yeah.
She is bland, but I think I'd rather be friends with her than Kate.
Kate's a lot.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think I'd rather.
Yeah.
I just think Macy is kind of just like, you could be like, yo, I went to Barnes & Noble and pooped my pants. She'd be like, wow, me too. You know, like she would never judge you. She's cool.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Barnes & Noble. All right.
Barnes & Noble, R.I.P.
All right. So at this party, Zach has to be sober to watch Cheyenne.
But how shitty does Cheyenne want to get tonight?
Okay. A lot. Very. I'm wondering if there's maybe a little tiny, tiny baby bit of an alcohol problem between this couple, the way they're fighting about who gets to drink what.
Well, yeah, okay.
So Cheyenne said that her and Mac live together. They live together. Guess what?
What?
You just don't. You don't live together.
You
this
don't.
Is
you
not
guys
the real
are
world.
Staying in the same
this
hotel.
This is vacation.
Right. You guys are staying in the hotel.
Home.
Macy has on such a cute hot pink shirt. And usually I'm not one for redheads and pink.
It.
And she looks so cute.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So they start talking. Mackenzie and Cheyenne start talking.
I think because Cheyenne got a little liquored up. She was more open.
Cheyenne got wasted and was like, Zach, go get her. I'm going to make out with her.
Oh, my God. Seriously. Like, watch this. You want me to kiss her? I'll kiss her.
I'll kiss her. We're going to have a baby.
And you know what? I bet Mackenzie would have kissed her just to make up with her. She would have been like, sure, you want me to lick your box? Okay.
Whatever you need me to. What do you need from me?
What do you need from me? Oh, you need an orgasm from me? Okay.
All right. So Cheyenne starts talking about Grace. And she said that. I liked what Cheyenne said.
Oh, you know, after all of this, I think that, like I said, I think Mackenzie was wrong to begin with. But I think of all the bullshit Cheyenne kind of put her through during this trip, this was a perfect way.
Because it wasn't like, hey, I'm sorry.
No, it was so nice. She was just like, I'm being hypocritical.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And Mackenzie's like, I love that she was talking about Grace. Because my mom was full of Grace. Like Hail Mary?
Like she was full of baloney?
Like Hail Mary full of Grace? I'm like,
You know what I thought she was gonna say? What I really thought she was gonna say is because my mom's name was Grace. That's what I thought she was really gonna say.
Well, it wasn't.
Yeah.
So she's forgiving Mackenzie. Mackenzie is so happy.
Well, they're gonna start on a clean slate now. And I like that she's like, I really do want to get to know you.
Yeah, and it's like you're drunk.
Yeah, I don't think you actually want to get to know her at all, but
you're
sure.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get to know you in a little while. Give me like 10 more minutes. I'm going to do 25 shots. So they hug. And now Kate and Ty are tired and they don't want to party. That was very funny.
I mean, here's the thing.
But that's me and you at every party.
It is you and I because I'm watching it. And I'm like, I think maybe it's because they weren't drinking too. They were just like over it. Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, hey.
They never go out.
Noelle, they weren't drinking. They haven't had air conditioning in weeks.
I mean, Tracy, by that point, I would have heat stroke.
Tyler's like, at least I was in the ice bath for a few hours.
That's true.
He's like, I did lose some of my toes, but who cares?
But who cares? Because it cooled me off.
Ryan,
the thing is, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's so hot that in this part, Jade and Taylor are just.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Wiping themselves.
Guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone is just constantly sweating.
Here's the thing. I don't drink. If you told me that you were going to bring me to a bar with air conditioning, I'd be like, I will do anything you need me to do at this bar.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
But please have the doors closed and the air conditioning on.
It's just like, it's like you guys choose to go on a rooftop.
A rooftop?
You guys choose
I'd be like in a basement.
Outside. Right. I want to go into a cold basement. Do you guys have an igloo bar around?
Do you guys have a meat locker?
Yeah, because I would love to see it.
Do you guys have a walk-in? Because I would like to be in the walk-in while everyone's partying.
Oh my God. You would walk in and just smoke would come off of you and steam.
Me and Tyler would have been laying on a bed in the meat locker.
And he would have loved it.
He would have loved it. He would have been like, this is just like before when I was in the ice bath all day. All right. So Ryan is chugging Patron or something.
Patron. I would barf for real. And I'm not a puker. Like he took that was like downing three shots at once.
I know. Taylor tells Kayla that she would be so mad.
I would too.
Mm-hmm. And Jade,
you know what?
That
it turns out Taylor's really nice. I feel like we don't know Taylor, but she's actually super nice.
Jade said that Ryan didn't want to take any pictures with her and won't let her post him anywhere.
Tracy, she is pregnant with his child. And she's like, let's take a picture together. He doesn't want to. And then he's like, she's like, I'm going to sit on your lap. And he's like, that's too much.
Yeah. He goes, you got to stand over there.
Tracy, they're having a baby together. That means that he is going to be with someone else. He's looking for other people actively.
Or he's with someone else.
Or he's with someone else. That's true too. That flipped me out. Cause it's like, Kayla, why are you even fighting for this relationship? No, I know. But I'm like, Kayla, why are you fighting for this relationship with the baby?
I know. This is crazy. Well, Kayla doesn't know how to be in a relationship without a baby.
I like that Jade is like, this is like fuck boy stuff right here. Because guys are like,
I'm so private.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're so private.
Yeah.
Okay,
you're
cool.
So private.
Kayla and him they talk and he had about 10 shots, he said.
I mean, he was freaking
he's
whacked.
Like, I was a Cody. She's like, oh, Cody. You were Cody? Your friend Cody?
That was
I legit don't think he knew his name.
No, he didn't know his name.
Yeah. So Corey tries to talk to the both of them. And he's like, I'd rather him be straight with me and just tell me I don't want to have a baby. It's like,
I think he's kind of telling you that.
Why do you need him to say it out loud?
Right. She was like, I don't know. It's just so weird to me. I do love that Corey's like, I promised Taylor I would talk to Ryan.
Yeah.
So Taylor cared so much that she asked Corey to talk
to
him. And, you know, we did miss one thing. Mackenzie was doing splits on the floor.
Yeah, of course she was. She's a gymnast. I would be
But
too.
It's like, I think that that's so funny. But while she was doing that, I noticed there was other people there who weren't on the cast. I don't know who these people were. There was like people standing around, but I figured that they like rented out the place. I just thought it was funny. Like, apparently she's big into dancing. Zach's like, I don't know what the hell she was doing. Electric sliding everywhere. And it's like, I guess she's fun.
She's probably fun.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Zach is getting wasted and he's so mad that Cheyenne said it in front of everyone. Now we go back to last week's 90 Day Fiancé episode.
With what? Oh, wait, with what? With controlling women?
With Emily tells Kobe to sit down because he hurt his knee.
Oh, God. That's what I was thinking. It's like,
yeah,
controlling. But that is what's like on all these shows. All these women are like that. She shouldn't have called them out in front of everybody. You could. But I think she was also, she's really wasted.
Okay. She was all the way drunk. So stop.
Yeah, she
stop,
like sits
stop
on
fighting
the,
with her.
She like, sits
take
on
a
the,
picture.
Yeah,
of
she's like, before we talk, can you take a picture of me? It's like, oh, okay, Cheyenne's wasted. Actually.
But how does he continue having a conversation with her and thinking like, oh, there's nothing wrong with this?
He doesn't realize it, right? Like, you're not gonna have a rational conversation with her. It's so stupid.
So he said that she's too much, and he said, "Let me be a man and take charge." It's like, oh, kind of like when your whole family got shot.
But also, take charge of what? Drinking? But like, what are you taking charge
okay,
of?
And
here?
That's why I'm like, what is happening here? Like, this right. is so important.
Right. That one of you, that you guys have to get wasted. But I don't know if, I think that he was just embarrassed that she called him out in front of everyone.
Sure.
Really?
I mean, we're on, here's the thing. You're on Family Reunion, Teen Mom. You're literally talking about like your deepest, darkest secrets on camera. Stop.
But they're also like, when they're arguing, she brings up the pool because he walks away and he's like, fuck, she said the pool, the thing we learned in therapy.
Oh, the
he had to come
yeah.
back. Yeah.
He calls her a disrespectful ass. But why are her boobs so large? See, now as a reconstructive plastic
uh-huh.
surgeon focusing on corrective surgery,
mm-hmm.
I am like, this is not a good boob job.
No, because they're also saggy. They just are. Uh-huh.
She needed a little bit of a lift.
Mm-hmm.
The implant is way too big for her body.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It makes her look heavier than she is.
Yeah, it's like a natural big boob.
Yeah. Yes. Because like the thing is, like Macy was explanted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her boobs look great. She must have had a lift.
Yeah, she probably had
her
a lift.
Boobs look so good, mm-hmm. but they're not giant. Like they're small. Like mm-hmm. Cheyenne doesn't need to have big boobs. She also has a BBL. You know,
right?
What I mean?
It's like
I don't think you should have both.
You can't have both.
Also, there was like no Sean and Jade this episode. Like the tiniest bit of Jade.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Jade looked like Jade should do porn. She looked like a retired porn star in her.
She could do porn.
Professional.
Yeah, she could do porn.
I'm like, this is her her thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Cheyenne is now crying in the bathroom, and Taylor and Jade go check on her. I love that Taylor is the one that checks on her.
Taylor was the first one.
The first one, and then also. Corey's the first one that checks on Zach.
I know.
I'm like, this is kind of cute.
It's so funny because it's like, yo, does Cheyenne and Corey really have a kid together? Like, you forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Cheyenne
so
really.
Weird.
See, okay. I used to be like, Cheyenne's so into Corey.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
She was. She married
she
Zach
was.
Because she was in love with Corey.
Sure. But now, not so much.
No, not anymore. No, now that's her brother. That's like an annoying
yes.
brother. Because I think now she spent too much time with him. And she's like, oh, he's a drunk.
Yeah. She's like, oh, have
and
fun with
annoying.
Him,
annoying. Yeah, mm-hmm. right. Lucky you, Taylor.
So they make up. Cheyenne and Zach make up. And they mm-hmm. talk about how they like to argue naked.
I know. She's like, we're just naked all the time.
Macy and Kate are best friends.
Yeah, who knew that they were that close?
I like that.
Yeah, me too. Well, I guess because the show's been on for so long, they really mm-hmm. have been friends for so long. I wish they would bring up Amber, though.
Me too.
That whole episode, I'm like,
or
I need Farrah Amber
or something.
Here.
Like, just say something.
Yeah.
All right. So now Dr. Mike goes to get Kayla and Ryan, and he senses tension.
Why? And Kayla's like, no. She's like, I don't think there's tension. Really?
She said that she liked him because he always like put in effort. He used to like drive an hour to pick her up. And I understand that because it's like she's in these relationships with Stefan and Luke
yeah,
where it's like getting stale.
That they don't do
and then
anything.
There's this guy that like is mm-hmm. like super into her because they're not really together.
He seems to be the guy that anytime she's having problems with her boyfriend, yeah, that's that, like her side guy. Right.
Yes.
And he seemed to be that way with her. And now that she's pregnant, they're like, okay, do we even like each other?
Well, I think that now, forget the pregnancy, I think that even now just being the main chick is like,
ooh, that's not what you wanted.
Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh. This is not exciting anymore.
No, definitely not. Now you don't have somebody else to fall back on.
Yes. Yeah. So he said that she's a great mother and that's why he loves her. If someone said that about me.
Can you imagine?
No, my no. brain would explode.
No, that's what I mean. She's a good mother. It's like, that's okay. that's my that's identity. Why,
great, great.
Uh-huh.
So she's very closed off. And Dr. Mike asked where she learned that. And she said that she learned that when she was 6 years old. And he said, what made you learn that? And he right. basically gets out of her that she was sexually abused.
But she won't get into it.
She won't get into it. I mean, fair enough. We're on TV.
Yeah,
but
of
also,
course.
She has a hard time being vulnerable with men.
Okay. So here's the thing, right?
The baby inside of you, every time you meet a man, tells me a different
so
story.
So while I'm watching this, I'm like, okay, me, Noelle, I have a hard time being vulnerable with men,
yeah.
right? I always have. And it's like, this is why I've never gotten pregnant. This is why I've never done any of this stuff. And it's like, you are the girl that jumps from relationship to relationship, that is always in a relationship, that's mm-hmm. pregnant in every relationship.
And as soon as
but
you meet
you
them.
You can't be vulnerable with a man? What are you talking about?
Mm.
But that's like Leah saying that she has trust issues. It's like,
it's
what
exactly
are you
like...
talking about? Right.
Yep. So Ryan said that it makes him feel angry. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
The thing that I would have liked to see from Ryan was maybe him holding her hand.
Of course.
Or like
hugging
getting
her.
Getting closer to her. I mean, listen, I get it. It's like 400 degrees.
Put your arm around her.
Wave to her.
Right.
Blow her a kiss.
Kiss her forehead.
I mean, there was nothing. There's no physical anything between
there's
them.
There's no like nurturing.
Right. So
right.
he was like, it makes me so angry. I want to protect her. And it's like, no, you don't.
If you wanted to protect her, like you would have your arm around
yeah,
her or something.
Something.
You're not angry. You think that you should be angry. That's why you say
well,
it.
Well, he had a family member that was sexually assaulted and that.
So
made
that's
him angry.
What he's angry about.
But this is the thing. Dr. Mike was like, well, there you go. That's every problem you're really. It's like, shut. Oh.
I know. It's like, Dr. Mike, I have to tell you, I think a lot of these relationships, all of them, not all of them, some of them are doomed and you just can't face the facts.
Yeah. Stop it, Dr. Mike. So Dr. Mike asked about the baby and he said that he's 60 to 70% into this relationship.
See, but that right there is your answer, Kayla.
Hello?
I would be like, I think we should break up.
Okay. So he said that you could terminate, adopt, or parent a baby.
And she's going to be like, oh no, I'm going to parent a baby because he loved me. He loved me. That's what she's saying. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Well, good luck with that.
Here's the thing. I need Brianna and Leah and Kaya. Like, I need them here because this is very
they're coming.
Stale.
They're on their way.
No, I know. I really want to see what happens between Leah and Kaya. Like, that's what I want to know. I want to know about those arguments. I want to know what's going on with Brianna. Like, I really just don't care about this stuff. But I do want to see Cheyenne and Zach in therapy, like, and talk about something real for once.
They're never going to talk about anything real.
Yeah, I think they talk about like he wants another kid and she doesn't. How about let's talk about the shooting?
Guys.
Let's talk about the shooting.
This is why you and I are not allowed to host a reunion.
Yes.
This is why. I'm not allowed to host a towel.
No, 100%.
I'd be like, what about the shooting?
Yada, yada, yada. What about the shooting? Was the laser really green?
Wait, what happened to your boobs when you crashed the car? Exactly. Because I am actually a reconstructive plastic surgeon that specializes in corrective surgery. So tell me more. And wait, what happened? So you got in a car accident. Your implant ruptured and it went into your ass?
And did you really get plucked and stuffed via Ashley? Ashley said you got plucked and stuffed.
You were in your what was it? The fuha? What is it called?
Faha.
Faha.
Yeah, right.
Guys.
Come on.
Hilarious.
Come on. Well,
Noelle.
That's it for you guys.
And we'll see you next week. In the meantime, make sure you follow the podcast Teen Mom Trash Talk on Instagram, Teen Mom Podcast on Twitter. Follow Noelle at Noe Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I'm at Trixie Tuzini on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. TracyCarnazzo.com for all of my upcoming stand-up comedy show dates. I might be coming to a city near you. So why don't you go check it out? TracyCarnazzo.com. Also, everything podcast related is there, including all of our Patreon stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really nice. Trash Talk Podcast on TikTok. And we'll see you next week. Is that
okay?
Okay.
That sounds good to me.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.